Hello, everybody. This is another episode of the Kiwi Gardening Podcast. Welcome. You're here with Just Ezra today. I'm just doing a solo episode. I want to talk about quickly some to-do jobs for the winter months, what we can do to prepare for our spring garden, and also to increase the quality of our garden for our next planting. But quickly, I just want to talk about some things that I've been doing in my garden. For the last few weeks, actually, it's been quite cold in the garden. It's been a little bit harder to get outside. My garden is tracking along quite well. The crops that I've got in the garden actually really like this frosty weather. I've got a lot of spring onions and chives, and I just planted my garlic recently and it started to sprout. The strawberries as well are still, they still have strawberries on it. I mean, this is the craziest thing ever. I can't believe that it's the middle of winter and, well, not quite the middle of winter, but it's almost the middle of winter and my strawberry plants are still producing strawberries. And I've seen quite a few other people also with the same situation, and it's the first time I've ever experienced that, so it's a little bit different. I also, on another topic, I also recently made a wicking bed for one of my friends. I installed it just the other day, and yeah, it went really well and she was really happy with it. I really think wicking beds are something that are going to be really valuable in the summer months when we can't really use a lot of water. What the wicking bed does, it has a water reservoir, a capacity to hold water at the bottom of the bed. What that creates is, so when there's a shortage of water in summer, instead of watering from the top, the roots will keep producing roots going down, searching for water, and they'll get to that water reservoir, and they'll be able to access a whole lot of water. And you won't be getting a lot of evaporation from the surface of the soil when you water your plants. And if you go away for an extended period of time, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, if that reservoir is full when you leave, your plants should be fine. So, I will definitely be trying to help you guys. If you want to make a wicking bed, I'll give you guys some advice, some tips. And if you'd like to know anything more about wicking beds, I'd love to give you some guidance to making these. Okay, so quickly, let's jump into some winter chores that we should be doing now to prepare ourselves for winter, or even to get a successful crop in winter. So there's a few things we should be doing right now. We did a whole episode on falling leaves. If it's not leaves, if you've got grass clippings, if you've got wood chips, if you've got compost, if you've got anything, this is a good time of the year to put this on the surface of your soil. What this does, if you're using mulch or some compost, is that it keeps your soil warmer because it's like an insulation on the top of your soil. And this will help the roots that are already in there. So if you've got stuff already in your garden, this will help them keep warm. And obviously, if you are warm, you can grow faster and be more productive. Yeah, mulch is definitely one of those things on the list that I would highly recommend. And also, it will keep breaking down. The leaves will break down. The wood chips will take longer to break down, but eventually also they will break down. And what that will do is it will be feeding the microorganisms inside the soil, which will then also help with converting those products. So the whole product, like the leaves or the compost, it will keep breaking that down, and then it will be able to break it down enough so that the nutrients inside those things can be, inside those materials, can be taken up by the plant. And that's what we want. I know that a lot of people in horticulture, they look at the plant and, oh, my plant is hungry. And then what they do is they feed the plant with some fertilizers. But what really we should be doing is, oh, my plant is hungry. My soil is actually probably lacking in nutrients or in organic matter and stuff like that. Instead of putting a synthetic fertilizer, which is a quick burst of energy for the plant and a quick feed for the plant, we should actually be doing processes that will actually over time increase the soil, which will be healthier for the plant, and over time will be obviously better for the soil. You'll have a lot of biodiversity inside your soil, and obviously, yeah, this will help keep diseases and pests away from your soil. So that's one thing. Another thing is what we should be doing at this time of the year is planning spring and summer crops. Yeah, what do you want to grow? Are you going to grow from seed or seedling? Where are you going to grow? So first thing we want to do is prepare the beds. Then what we want to do, if it's a rainy day, we can't really get outside. This is a good time to just go through maybe a seed catalog or going and Googling what type of plants would work in our environment and our climate. And then kind of planning where we're going to plant these and what our space is going to look like. Because then if we do this, then we'll be a lot more productive when it comes to that time. And we won't plant a whole bunch of stuff and then not know what to do with it. Talking about seeds, I have been collaborating with King Seeds on my Instagram, and they've given me this giveaway package. And if you are looking for seeds, if you want to buy seeds, if you're going to buy seeds from King Seeds anyway, you can use my code Ezra21, and what this will do is it will put you in the draw to win this prize pack of a whole bunch of different things to help you with your seed starting. So if you're going to order seeds from King Seeds anyway, yeah, I'd highly recommend you just adding that code in there, and why not put yourself in the draw for that. It obviously depends when you're going to be listening to this podcast, but this gift basket will be drawn, I think, in September or August or September. So yeah, if you're going to purchase seeds before then, yeah, just go and add the code there. So that was Ezra21. Okay, now let's quickly talk about some plants that we can plant right now and try to get a harvest before spring, before we do our spring planting. So good things in this weather right now would be, you probably will have to buy these as seedlings because we might be a little bit too late now with trying to grow it from seed. You might run out of time. So you could buy a bunch of seedlings, and these would be, you can do things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, broad beans, kale, and those type of leafy greens like mizuna, lettuce, onions, and peas. And then you can also do garlic, but garlic takes quite a while. You'll be harvesting your garlic probably in December or the end of November. So you want to put it in a spot where it's not going to be taking up a lot of space for your spring crops. So you want to be a bit strategic when you're planting these winter crops, because you don't want to end up having to compromise your space for your other crops in spring. So guys, very short episode, but I just really wanted to give you guys some quick tips and what you can do right now. I know the weather's not always that great and it's raining quite a bit, and it can be a bit miserable to go outside, especially when you get home from work or your daily activities and it's really dark. So if you get time to get out in the garden, as I said, prepare your bed for the season to come. So mulch, compost, and even some fertilizers in there as well. You can put lime in there to neutralize the pH of your soil. Then you've got things. I gave you a small list of things that you can plant now if you buy them from seedlings. And then also we talked about planning for spring. So if it's a rainy day, if it's dark outside, get your book out and start writing down. I would love to actually hear from you guys. If you guys could message me on Instagram, if you could tell me the ways that you prepare your garden. Do you guys use a book? Do you guys use an app? Do you not write anything? Do you guys use photos? Because it will be awesome to be able to share what you guys are using, because even I struggle with it, because I start using one thing and then the little book disappears or I stop using it. So I find my phone is probably the best way to do it, and photos especially. I take a lot of photos, so I can just look back from last year, the photos that I took, and I can kind of see the problems I was having, the things I was harvesting. But I'd love to hear your guys' methods of how you've been recording and planning. Keep warm, guys, and I really hope you get time to get out in your gardens. Really hope that you guys enjoyed this short episode. Nick will be back next time, but I just wanted to give you guys some more content to listen to. See you, and thank you for listening.